Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely?
I probably will, yes.
Definitely or likely?
Likely.
Thank you. I'm going to reach you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like them to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, neutral?
I would say neutral.
Thank you. Chris Chafee.
Neutral.
Thank you. Larry Hogan.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Robin Ficker.
I'm going to say neutral because I don't know much about him.
Okay. Not a problem. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else? Oh, undecided.
Undecided.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
No, I don't.
You oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Israel? Do you oppose or support U.S. aid to Israel?
Oppose somewhat.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. Important? Not important?
Very.
Very.
Very important.
Thank you. Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Thank you. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. not too important, not at all important, somewhat important.
Not at all.
Thank you. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Very.
Thank you. Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After reach, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or it does not make no difference to you?
Unlikely, whatever that one is.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or it does make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference to you?
More likely.
Much more? Or somewhat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says that he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. But this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it just makes no difference to you?
It makes no difference to me.
Thank you. As the governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. But this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it does make no difference to you?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it doesn't make any difference to you?
Much less likely.
Thank you. We're already at 80%. We're almost done. I appreciate you taking your time mm-hmm. to do the survey. Thank you so much. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for the United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Ryan Picker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else, or undecided?
Probably Robin Thicker.
Thank you. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. And to which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
60 or older.
Thank you. So am I. 60 or older.
I passed that a few years ago.
Well, I tell you, you sound young, though. I would have never guessed that you were over 60. I am too, by the way, but anyway, thank you so much.
I just turned 63 in January.
Oh, wow. I'm going to be 69 in September.
Ooh,
yeah,
wow.
Right around the corner.
My husband will be 75 in September.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, how did we get here?
I don't even know I'm still alive.
I know.
To tell you the truth, I don't believe it, but here I am.
Yeah.
And
oh,
anyway, I appreciate you being wonderful, and you have a wonderful night. Take care. Appreciate
you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.